Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's another night here at Speak On It Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Everybody, please bear with us. We are having a few technical difficulties. So thank you to all our loyal listeners for sticking with us at this time. So everybody, please just stick with us. We are having a few technical difficulties. We will be working that out in a few minutes. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back here at blogtalkradio.com/speakonat11. I am your host, Alotta Hill Legend, here with Sally and my main man, Cornell, here again on another Thursday night to fuss, argue, politic, and debate sports, entertainment, and all current events. Last week, we had a very, very amazing discussion, and we actually did it without an agenda, and we just talked about current events. So I want to start tonight's show off with the current event. Being that we are either based in South Florida or we are from South Florida, everyone that's affiliated with the show, of course, shout out to Atlanta. But being that we are based or affiliated with South Florida, just this past weekend, which was MLK Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend, there was a series of events that took place in South Florida that's actually been taking place since I was a little boy. And I think now the media is just now getting their quote-unquote fingers on it, and they're reporting on it. And for the last 2 or 3 years, they've been all over. But this shit really came to a head. And that's what I'm calling it is what they are calling it. This is not the name that I'm giving it. I haven't given it the name. And I don't know who gave it the name, because there doesn't seem to be any organized leaders within this loosely based organization. But it's called Bikes Up, Guns Down. Now, Bikes Up, Guns Down, for those of you that don't know, the 1% of the population living that don't know, is a event where they are riding bikes, dirt bikes, and even street bikes throughout the streets of the Broward County and Dade County areas with reckless abandon. And what they're saying is they're doing it in the name of stopping gun violence for one day, and instead of gun violence, we'll ride bikes all over the city. Now, there was a heated debate on Facebook with a post that was put up by Cornell. Cornell, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Okay, you. I'm sure you listened to everything I said. I tried my best to do the best precursor to this, and that's what we're going to start out with tonight. We're going to start out with a current event. Cornell, give me your take on the Bikes Up, Guns Down.
Now, this might get me banned from Fort Lauderdale. I might have to square off against somebody next time I come down there. But that's the biggest, that's the dumbest. Can we curse?
No, it's a family show. No.
I want to keep it family. I know you're getting heated and you're getting mad. Let's leave the cursing to the queue in the blue room. But
so
we'll get your point.
That is Martin Luther King looking down and said, man, I should have sat my ass down somewhere if I knew these fools were going to do this here. What kind of foolishness is this? It's just a bunch of fools riding through the streets, disrupting traffic.
Say what?
Kicking police. I seen a video of one dude actually go into the police car and take the keys out of the man's car, and then they start trying to kick his back windshield. Like,
hey,
what does this have to do with Dr. King? What?
Nothing. That's the periphery. That's the outside element that's just lumping in with the people who really genuinely do have good intentions, Cornell.
What's the good intentions that are participating?
The good intentions is to put the guns down, bikes up, guns down. And
so after the day
not,
over, what? Go ahead. I'm going to let you
Ain't finish. Nobody shooting today that I know about, and it seems like it's a culture that
There was a murder in Broward County on the day of Martin Luther King in a Waffle House. There was a murder.
That was my little cousin, that man.
That was in
Orlando.
God, I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. That was in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay. My condolences.
Yeah, mine too. Seriously, I didn't know that.
We're looking at a group of young males and some females who have gotten together and loosely organized an activity that
it ain't even loosely organized. It's no organization. What are you talking about loose?
It's loosely organized because it has a name, it has an Instagram page, it has a hashtag. People know about it. People participate in it. So there's a subculture that is being created, and this is not a new concept, Cornell. Bike culture is a global thing. It's not something that's just in South Florida. Bike culture exists everywhere because bikes are everywhere. And when we consistently try to make people who ride bikes out to be bad people, then we start to, you know, infect people's perception of bikers. Not all bikers are out there trying to be violent and hurt people. I love bikes. I wish I had enough guts to ride a bike on my own, to drive one, but I've ridden on the back of quite a few. But I say this, that I can appreciate the loosely organized concept, but what it needs is support, and it also needs some safeguarding, because trick riders, people who do the tricks on the bikes, they should not be, you know, putting other people in harm's way. I don't agree with that. But I think it's a very it's a talent and a skill to be able to do some of those tricks. You can't just
look
up on it. It's hard to do. And people who have bikes
and
love their bikes take good care of those machines. Well, because Dr. King died for our freedom so that we could do what we wanted to do and be treated as equals. Yes, he did. He wanted us to be treated equally. Bikers in Daytona Beach, they take over Daytona Beach, all shades, but predominantly white. Daytona Beach is locked down with bikers from all over the country, and they make accommodations for those bikers. They make it a safe space for those bikers. But what they want to do is criminalize these young black folks down here in South Florida for doing something that they're doing all over the country and all over the world. This isn't a new concept, Cornell. This thing just didn't just come out of nowhere.
You know, hold on, Tommy. Let me say this.
It's a celebration.
You know what? This conversation reminds me of. You know, back when Bill Cosby on the Cosby Show, he was talking to Theo about the grades and going to Cosby, and Theo gave this nice little speech, and it sounded good. And then at the end of the speech, Bill Cosby said, "That's the dumbest shit I ever heard."
So you telling me you saying what I'm telling you is the dumbest stuff you ever heard?
It's
really?
Crazy.
What?
Right now.
That's
crazy. What's the crazy part about bikers getting together?
Here's the thing.
Is it crazy when the Crips and Bloods get together and decide not to fight? When the Crips and Bloods get together and do stuff, is that crazy too?
No. I'm gonna have to be the dissenting opinion on this one right here, and I'm just gonna have to say this: riding recklessly through traffic
is not good. Yeah.
On a weekend. No. Kicking police cars and carrying on in the name of a man that stood for nonviolence. See, let's remember he stood for nonviolence. See that, and I'm gonna get on Chris Paul and Austin Rivers and all them in a minute. I'm gonna get on them in a minute too about something else. But in a man that stood for nonviolence in a time where there were laws that were against black people's own freedom, and he still stood for nonviolence. For you to go out there on the weekend that's his birthday and a national federal holiday, or whatever you want to call it, and ride bikes around and act the fool and do all of this in the name of that, I can't agree with that. I just can't.
I don't agree with that either.
It's nothing positive coming out of this. There were over 20 people arrested. Over 20 people got arrested for reckless driving, endangerment. Some of them didn't have no license. A dirt bike on I-95.
There you go.
Celebration is illegal. They had dirt bikes. On I-95.
I'm not discounting that. Please don't misunderstand my sentiment. I don't discount that there are some out there that use it as an excuse to do something ignorant, but they do not represent the entirety of the group of people who really have loosely put together this organization and had the right to assemble, just like the Klan has the right to assemble and burn a dang on cross. These people can get on bikes They're allowed to get on bikes if they want to. Just because two or three or 20 of them want to act like idiots doesn't mean they're all idiots. 20 of them have been arrested. Okay, just because 20 want to act stupid doesn't mean that everybody, all of them are like that. That's not a fair assumption to make.
Shelly, first off, I apologize for what I just said. That was wrong.
What'd you say?
When I say that was the dumbest crap I ever heard. But what is the end game?
What is the point?
Just riding around aimlessly through the city okay, if we weren't doing this, we'll be shooting each other.
No, and like I said, it is a subculture. And when you look at different films, like if you go on YouTube and you look up bike culture, you'll see in Baltimore, Maryland, they have a ragtag group of bikers, and they do all this stunt.
The 6 o'clock boys, and they do the same thing, ride reckless in traffic.
That's the subculture of our youth, Cornell. You know what I'm saying? Our youth feel like these people want to tell us what to do, so we're just going to strike out there and do what we want to do. I don't agree with that, but there's a reason why they do that. Now, if they had the organization like Hell's Angels have, Hell's Angels can take up 20 miles on the highway and have a doggone police escort, and people respect Hell's Angels.
Hold on, Shelly. To get a police escort, you got to pay for that.
Okay.
The police ain't just coming to escort them.
Their organization has been put together in such a way that they're able to market themselves and sell their products and make money. These little boys out here figured out how to ride bikes, figured out they used to ride them over here in the Bajas. They used to ride the dirt bikes. And they used to do all that stuff over there in the sand dunes out in the Bajas.
Now it's the
Hard Rock Stadium. They took that little area and they built the stadium there. So now they don't have that area anymore. What I'm saying is we're not going to stop them. No, we're not going to stop them. We're not going to stop them from riding bikes. But what they need is some leadership and some guidance, and they need some structure and they need some rules. They should not be endangering other people. And it's a real talent and skill to ride these bikes now. They need to get put together the right way. They need to get put together the right way. And I like the idea that they say, I'd rather ride bikes than shoot each other up. I would prefer that they ride bikes and not hurt other people, but do something. Do something other than sitting around.
So this is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
After we get finished jacking up traffic and cutting the food, because we can't, if we ain't allowed to do this here, we're going to kill each other. So after that day over, it's back to the killing.
Well, I think with true leadership in an organization, you realize that you're working with young people who have loosely structured ideas, first of all. They know that they have a focus. They like bikes. They like to do stunts on bikes. They like to ride their bikes fast. And they say they want to do this in unison together instead of gangbanging, fighting, and shooting. But what they don't have in place is regulatory, you know, guidelines. And instead of getting negative attention from breaking the law, they can do what these other bike organizations have done and, you know, do their thing within the realm of what won't harm other people and will be acceptable.
Yeah, Sally,
you
got to
lead them in the right direction.
In my opinion, I just think it's an excuse for people to get out there and act the fool. You get 2,000 people acting a fool. You know, 20 people went to jail, but, you know, it could have been more than that.
People get arrested every day, Cornell. For breathing wrong. For being black on a moonlit night, they go to jail for that. I think they're just using it as an excuse because if enough of us get together and cut the food, they can't take everybody to jail. Now, if I go out there and do it on my own,
I can go to jail,
right.
But if it's, you got
yeah,
we riding
you can
in
die.
Tanks.
Yeah, you could die. You could die if you're not safe out there. If you're really not good at doing those tricks, you really shouldn't be doing those tricks.
But it ain't about the tricks, Shelly.
It's about how they're going about it.
Hey man, get out of the traffic,
man. It's not about
the
bikes. It's it's about how much
and you
about
and you
it.
Shouldn't
I
have
understand.
No you shouldn't have no dirt bike on the road.
On the
it's
street.
A dirt bike.
Okay.
Come on,
okay.
man. This is almost
so,
like
so. What
this
would
condoning
you have them do in lieu? What would you have them do in lieu?
Sit their hands
okay,
down and go get a goddamn job somewhere.
Okay. So a lot of
them. Hold
on. They gotta have a job because them bikes ain't cheap and they ain't stealing bikes.
Oh, come on, man.
They can't.
Hey, come on.
Quit stealing
hey,
them
come on.
Come on now.
They
come
probably
on,
building
man.
The bikes. How about that? Let's look at the science here. Let's look at the engineering. They're probably building bikes from old parts. They probably build them. So you got these
boy,
men out
and
here.
And this kind of
talk here.
This kind of talk here. The first time I see, now you go out there and you're doing this foolishness, and then
right.
something happened to you, and then you're going to have
right.
somebody, mama, saying, oh, my baby,
you
wasn't doing
do
nothing. Just let them cut the fool and act crazy, because he ain't hurting nobody.
Well, I'm not agreeing with them cutting the fool and acting crazy. I think I made that point clear. But let's look at this situation. Let's look at this. Back in the late 70s, a group of kids got together in a park, and they were creating this new sound. They were stealing public, they were stealing electricity by hooking up their speakers and their turntables into the lamppost. And what we call that right now, we call that hip hop. It is the highest money making entity in entertainment today. It makes more money than anything. Hip hop went from happening in people's basements, people's backyards, stealing lights from the city, hooking up their stuff so that it could jam on the park illegally, no permit, no permission. They ride out there in their vans, they take their speakers out there. Oh, let's not forget Jam Pony. They ain't get no permit to make tapes to sell tapes. Let's not forget Sugar Hill Gang. That's where we all figured it out. Oh, this is rap. It's nothing bad about the skill set that they're showing. What's bad about it is the same people who told those kids in the park that was out there scratching and mixing that they were a bunch of hood thugs, they was killing people and they were saying bad words and they're terrible and they need to go sit their butt down somewhere, these same people are at their party playing a hip, a hop, a hippity, and they're 80 years old and they're still jamming to the Sugar Hill Gang. It's nothing wrong with what these kids are doing. These kids need guidance. They need to understand the outcome, the effect of what they're doing, so that they can make a better choice with it.
This is my thing, and I want to applaud you for that soliloquy there. That was wonderful. But they don't erase the fact that they couldn't enact the scene on Martin Luther King's birthday.
It sounds good what she's saying. But it still don't erase the fact.
Let me just get 2 minutes of that.
Oh,
it don't erase the fact that they are cutting up and acting a fool on Martin Luther King's birthday. Now, here's the thing. And I know most of y'all are gonna be like, well, what did you do on Martin Luther King's Day, sir? While you sitting up here? Well, what I did was, number one, I enjoyed my day off because I think that's the first part of it is that. Number two, I celebrate Martin Luther King Day all year round because I celebrate the freedoms and everything that he fought for, and I don't act like a fool because that is not what he wanted us to do. And number three, I encourage my children to read something about it or watch something about Martin Luther King on that day. Now, everybody out there riding those bikes, let me go back to them. I'm going to guarantee you right now, that they just using Martin Luther King Day as another day off and a day to ride bikes and cut a fool. And I'm just sorry. I just got to say that. And that's really how I feel about it. Could they organize this, make a parade out of it, or, I don't know, ride down six? I don't know. Maybe they could. But they need to do something better than riding through traffic and acting like a fool. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. Celebration. Me and you usually agree.
We agree here too, Legend. I agree. They should not be endangering people, and driving recklessly is nothing I am condoning. I'm just saying that these young people have an idea that needs to be nurtured and guided in the right direction, because we cannot isolate black males, we cannot isolate motorcycles, and then put it under the umbrella of bad, because all that's going to do is create more rebellion and more misconduct.
Oh, okay, Sally, who gives the perception of that, though?
What?
What perception do they give out there on the bikes? You tell me that.
Well, they are giving the perception of people who are wild and people who are maybe potentially dangerous. But most motorcycle gangs started with that. Hold on, Sally.
Mm-hmm. You say, now I'm finna come back with something. You say that's the perception they're giving, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
I do.
If that's the perception you're giving, don't get mad when I look at you like that.
No.
There you go.
I'm not mad at you, and I'm not telling you that what you're saying doesn't ring true. They should not be endangering people. They should use those skills that they have in a better way. Those same groups, like those same motorcycle gangs that people of another color have been able to establish over years, and I'm talking about documented history. You can look in the archives and see those motorcycle gangs. And at first, when they first started, they too gave out or allowed people to have a negative perception of them. People who saw bike riders, people who saw males riding bikes with leather jackets on as being dangerous individuals who are going to hurt them or rob them or kill them or something like that. So motorcycle gangs traditionally, historically, have a negative perception associated with them. That's something that these little black boys don't have nothing to do with. But the fact that they little young black boys with motorcycles and they're out here cutting up and doing their thing, yeah, they're going to get backlash. They are. They're going to get backlash because a lot of the things that they're doing are harmful not only to our public roads, but they might be also endangering other people's lives. What I'm saying is they are too talented because it is not easy. What they are doing is not easy.
Really, but that ain't even the point.
The point is we can't cut them down. We can't cut down. We cannot cut them down and throw them away and take the one thing that they might can do a little well. Give them boys some structure. Get them with some people who really know. They're men.
My partner, he's 40-something years old. What are you talking about, boys?
He's not out there endangering people's lives. He's happy that he's happy to be endangering lives. Or is he out there riding his bike safely like a person with some sense at 40, whatever? Is he 40 without
at 40,
him cutting up on the bike?
At 40, he ain't got no business out there. Sit down somewhere, man.
Why not? He's 60, 70 years old riding bikes. What you mean?
No.
60, 70 years old
riding
bikes.
You ain't nothing wrong with 40 years old riding bikes. Nothing wrong with people riding bikes. So you getting it like we against people that ride bikes. I ain't got no problem with people riding.
Listen.
I don't have no problem with you riding bikes. I don't have no problem with you in a motorcycle club. I ain't got no problem with none of that. What I have a problem with is you effing up traffic, doing foolishness, kicking out police windows, taking the keys out of their cars, doing stuff that bait the police to chase you, because everybody know most dudes on motorcycles, they get a thrill out of the police chasing them on a high-speed chase on their bike.
Okay, and the Hells Angels started out the same way, doing the same thing.
What white folks doing? Let white people, never mind the white man plantation. Stop worrying about what they're doing. Stop trying to hear white men doing what
they
I can
did
do.
It.
I never mind that.
They did it. They were cutting up in the white folks' community, and they got a bad rap. Whatever bad thing white people do,
we ought to just follow it and say, where do white people do it?
No.
That's
not what I'm saying. No, I'm not. I'm not saying that whatever white people do, we need to do. I'm just saying that Dr. King fought for us to have equal rights, right? To have equality.
So we got equal rights to be jackasses, too.
So we didn't have to say this is a white thing to do and this is a black thing to do. So that we could equally, if we wanted to have a group of people who ride motorcycles and do tricks on motorcycles, that we would
don't
be allowed
do it on 95.
Okay. I agree with that. I've never disagreed with what you're saying about public safety. I've never disagreed with that point.
Nope.
What I'm doing
my...
is I'm taking that point, and I'm adding to, we know these young men and middle-aged men and old men and whatever else people on these bikes exist. They have a concept that needs to be developed and organized so that people don't get hurt. And if that's really truly what they want to do, they need to be about the business of doing that and not
well,
giving
how long,
people
how long
a negative
how long has this been
of
going
biking.
On? Hold on. How long has this been going on?
I guess as long as there have been bikes, because there's always been
no,
nobody
no,
likes
no,
to
no,
ride
no,
alone.
No, 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 I'm talking about the Martin Luther King
day. Runs up, bikes up.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. How long is this
King day? But they ride it all different times.
No, no, how long has it been going on? That ain't what I asked. That ain't what I asked.
I don't
asked
know.
How long has it been
going on? I don't know. I don't
how long
know,
has it been going on, Tom?
What you talking? How long have they been riding the, bikes recklessly like that?
Yeah, on the MLK weekend.
That's been going on since I was a kid. To me, I've seen that.
I've
always
seen
it started out small.
So it ain't no kind of structure, and it's been going on that long. It ain't gonna be no structure. Hold on, Shelly. You ran off about 5 minutes on a good diatribe.
Hold on.
Let me say this: if it's been going on since. Tommy said he was a kid, and it's still going on the same way, then don't you think it's just an excuse to cut the fool?
I don't think it's been going on the same way, because I remember I used to go to Martin Luther King Day Parade in Liberty City, and just this past few years I've been going to Sistrunk. And they were not out at Sistrunk. They were not
in Fort
Lauderdale.
They ain't at the parade. They just all in the traffic.
They out in
no,
the
no.
street.
No, no.
They just out in the street.
Shelly, yeah. You did not grow up in Central Broward like we did. You spent more time. You spent
in
more
South
time
Broward
in
Miami. And in Miami, yeah. But there are bikers in Miami, too. They're all, it's a South, they have an Instagram page, and they're all over South Florida. They have them in Fort Lauderdale. They have them in North Broward.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a bike club.
Miami.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with people riding these bikes.
But these are who's riding in these. These are who's out riding at these times, and they let you know that they are the ones out there riding.
I can't believe you are condoning this stuff, man.
I'm not condoning putting people in danger and harm's way. That's not what I'm condoning.
But that's what they're doing.
I disagree with it. I agree with you. That's the point I want you to understand. I don't think that they should be reckless.
Well,
I don't think they should do that.
I think what you're saying is they just need another outlet or something like that. But
this
is my thing. You can't. I mean, me and Cornell can't get a bunch of 18-wheelers right now with no license and just drive them on the airport.
Just go out in the street, yeah.
Okay,
no.
we can't get a bunch of bicycles right now and ride around the mall in them. All right, we just shouldn't do that.
That's not a good look.
And you also shouldn't use Martin Luther King's weekend, birthday, national federal holiday as an excuse to cut a fool. In other news, because we went off on that, and I think we can go off on that all night long. In other news, on Martin Luther King weekend, we had a basketball game. The Clippers, L.A. Clippers, were playing the Houston Rockets, and Chris Paul decided to get violent on Martin Luther King weekend. Did y'all hear about this?
Let me explain now. You out there on a basketball court. Stuff get heated.
Uh-huh.
You think if I'm out there playing ball and something happened and it get heated, I'm going to say, no, I ain't going to do this. In the middle of something getting heated, I'm going to say, no, I ain't going to do this. This is MLK weekend.
Okay.
Basketball players ain't going to fight anyway.
So how's your point different?
If we all supposed
to be different,
you know why it's different,
Sally?
You know why it's different? Because it's in a controlled environment.
What is that? That's Cleon. You can tell when he's typing. Man, put your thing on mute, homie. You got us all scratchy up.
I wasn't even doing that. I just took my phone off the mute.
It's always you with the sound effect.
When my name got called, I hit unmute.
Man, listen. It's always you. How you doing?
Cleon, I guess I moved on. We done moved on.
I agree with Chris Paul fighting at the game on Martin Luther King Day.
Chris Paul, the NBA said Chris Paul was being a peacemaker, and that's why he didn't get fined.
Oh. So who was fighting? I missed it.
It was nobody fighting, because they ain't going to fight.
They're not going to bust
the grip. They're going
to
fight.
It's basketball. You go to hockey to watch fighting. You don't go to basketball to watch fighting.
What about coming to Fort Lauderdale, Broward County to watch a motorcycle show on Monday, the Monday that just happens to be Martin Luther King weekend? How you feel about that? They need to do that on Malcolm X Day.
That's when they need to have. That's when they need to do all that. All that dirt bike riding. Yeah, exactly. That's why they don't need to do it. Exactly. I knew Keon was riding with me.
You didn't watch the movie Biker Boys?
What did it have to do with inconveniencing everybody?
Man, let them kids live. You all right when the boys start fighting?
I tell you what, somebody says something, you cool with that?
Cleon.
Yeah, I'm here.
The day she get out there in that traffic. And she ran around and hit one of them savages.
And Pookie them.
They're going to drag her out that car.
Look,
and Pookie them. They're going to do like Reginald Denny. They're going to kill somebody out there. Yep.
If they swerve in front of me on the turnpike, I'm just saying, don't do it. Don't swerve in front of me on 95. Don't do it. I'm going back in this room. I'm going back on mute. Oh, man.
Well, here's my thing with this. And like I said, we actually only got 8 minutes left, but we could go all night about that. And if you just dedicate this show here to Martin Luther King, maybe this can be a tradition every year we come back, the Thursday after Martin Luther King Day. I've watched Martin Luther King Day go from a day of parades, marches, and speeches to a day of parties, bike riding, and foolishness. Don't get me started. I've seen
parties. Get started, John.
What'd you say?
Turn up.
Get started. Go. Take off.
I've seen party flyers with Martin Luther King's face on there. They got a hat on his head, a gold chain around his neck, and a cigar in his mouth. I'm talking about. Turn up, it's the party for MLK weekend.
That ain't right. Now, in all honesty,
Telly, don't you take this the wrong way, but the Hells Angels didn't make them flyers. Them was black folks that made them flyers. Okay?
Okay, so, all right.
I don't understand why, for Martin Luther King weekend, instead of all this turn up and party, why can't we just celebrate and follow the man's vision? Hey, Tap, do
it's
we have anybody
to be a
that's
day
with...
of service. It was actually
hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a text message. Tap, do we have somebody waiting either in the queue to listen or I got somebody just want to listen to the show?
They're here. Check and see
if there's somebody just waiting to listen. And there they go again. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, it looked like it got taken care of. Okay, but like I was saying, why can't it just be a weekend where all we do is celebrate, mourn, praise the legacy, and then we try to live the dream. I'm gonna tell you a quick story, and I probably shouldn't be telling this, but somebody probably gonna go yell at me for telling this story. But I was in Clearmont, Florida. On part of Monday, I drove back at midday, and I drove down the street on my way out, and there was about six or seven brothers my age. Now, I'm 43, so all these brothers about my age, maybe a day, maybe a year or two younger, right? They in front of the yard. This is on Martin Luther King Day, Cornell. They in front of the yard. What you think they was doing, Cornell? They was drinking. They was smoking. They was grilling, playing loud music, and cussing and arguing. That's what they was doing. Cussing and arguing about the Saints
say
game.
What?
Whether he could have made that tackle or not, and all that other old foolishness. I rode by them. They looked at me, and they had some choice words for me. And after they finished their choice words, because all I did was look over there. I ain't even say a word. They just had some choice words. I mean, not, how you doing, brother? Nice Martin Luther King Day. How you doing, man? I'm shaking my hand. Look, they had some nasty words for me. You know what I said? I said, y'all keep the dream alive. And I just drove off. And see, this is the stuff I'm talking about. Why can't we just be good on this day? Why?
They should be organized in the parade. That's what they should be doing.
They should be doing. They should be organized. I should be rich, but I ain't. What they're doing, never mind what they should be doing. That's what they're doing, is acting a fool, just got to excuse. But then young people do act a fool. They just got to, you using that as an excuse to get out there and do foolishness.
They want to be seen. They want to be acknowledged. So everybody who is an educator knows you got to find out what they're good at and let them shine. Find out what they do good and let them have some shine, but they got to do better in regard to public safety. I disagree.
You ever seen the toys for tots ride? And they all them bikers, they ride down, what is that, 575, whatever, going out to Markham Park.
And they park their bikes.
They have concerts. It's some kind of organization too. They get the police. Now, if you do it, if you did it that way, I ain't got no problems with it, man. That's good.
That's all I'm saying. If you did it that way, I ain't got no problems.
The other way is just horrible because people are dying. It's sad.
Yeah.
And if we was in the queue, I'd really tell you what it is. But
This is a family show.
And to come on here and try to make an excuse for it.
I'm advocating for them because they are misguided. Okay?
I can't advocate for misguided people. Why should I advocate for misguided people?
People who don't have support need advocates so that they can realign themselves.
Shirley, what talent they have?
Those
blocking up
people,
traffic?
No, those young people have talent. Cornell, I don't know if you've ever tried to do those tricks on that bike. You ever tried to pop a wheelie and ride for a quarter mile on a wheelie? You ever tried that? That's not an easy thing to do.
You know what? I ain't never tried it, but most especially I ain't tried on Dottie King Day.
Have you ever tried to have your bike running at 75 miles an hour and stand up and surf on that thing and not let it fall? And you want a two-wheel bike. You want a bike. It's not no four-wheel bike.
I know she's playing radio time, but she got to be playing radio.
I'm not. I'm dead serious. Those stunts are not easy to do. And any old dummy can jump on a bike and just do that naturally. That's a talent.
I see a bunch of them doing it.
That is a talent. But they practice somewhere. Somewhere they figured they didn't just jump on the bike and just do it naturally the first
but
time.
But Shirley, what does that have to do with what they doing with the traffic and acting a fool? Because you could pop Papa Willie that excuse you from.
That's
for,
right.
For...
No, no, that is not my argument. My argument is, is that they are talented and they are misguided. They need some sort of organization, and then they need
well,
an opportunity
you what,
to
you,
show their talent
you...
in a positive way. If I could have access to those people and they will be willing to work with me, I would organize them. I'd have put a ragtag team together a couple of times, took cheerleaders to a whole other state and won a national competition with children from Overtown who ain't never turned a doll on backflip in their life, but beat all the little white squads out there and took home the gold. Yes, I have done it. I'm not talking out the side of my neck. I have
surely,
done it before.
Them were kids.
Yes, I have.
Nah, I guarantee you go out there and try to organize something. Not even grown-ass men. Knock it off.
So they need one of them grown men who's out there with them doing that to let them know, hey, brother, you're talented. Stop doing stuff that's going to cause you to go to jail or kill
yourself.
Well, you
know what? I ain't, doing, you know what?
Doing
I ain't telling them that. Because they're out there with them.
They're out there with them. Right. So you got the blind leading the blind. So what we going to do? We going to lead all the blind to their death and all of them got to disappear? What we going to do?
Yeah, I'm just coming.
I know you got to be riding with me, man. My head's spinning right now.
Because you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater, man. You can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
My head is spinning right now.
They need a clean tub, man. They need an opportunity.
Sally, you done made all kind of arguments about the Hells Angels and the this, the
and
that.
It
and it ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about.
It is. It's relevant. It's relative. Hells Angels were not appreciated when they started. They had to get some structure and organization, and now they're respected.
Well, that's one. Hold on, Sally. That's one motorcycle game.
Okay.
That's one game.
Okay. But
it
now
ain't a bunch
they're
of people
growing.
From everywhere that just. But they organize. It ain't just a bunch of people riding recklessly through the streets, kicking out windows and kicking.
They ain't start that way.
Stop worrying about what white people doing.
Guess
you
what?
Don't
they
know.
Don't care.
You
guess what? If they are doing it, so what? This is not happening in my community. This is happening in my community right here.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why I'm commenting on it. That's
okay.
All. That's all.
I don't
think
that they should be hurting people, though.
Like I said, our community and even our race sometimes is something else. For them brothers to look at me, I didn't even say one word. I mean, they looked at me. I guess they supposed to be the thugs of the little city called that. They looked over there at me, and I mean, I ain't gonna say what they said on that. But they just looked at me and they had some choice words for me for no reason.
So what do you think gonna happen to them?
Now,
need to
if,
go
y'all
to jail?
That if y'all believe that this antagonistic Joker didn't say nothing to people, y'all got some land to say. Y'all know that Joker said something to them, man.
We all know the legend now. Come on.
Please.
He need to be called a Lauder Hill crap starter. You
he
know that
will.
Man said something. He looked over
what,
the
what,
guy
what,
and
what,
shook
no.
his head and said something.
So what should happen to them, though? Should they go to jail? Should they be killed? Like, what do you want to happen to these people that's out here being stupid with bikes?
They should go to jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They should go to jail. All right.
See,
and then when they get out of jail, what are they supposed to do? They have already,
so,
I'm sure.
Hold on. Your thing is to just let them do what they want to do. And
no,
I
told you I agree with you that they should not be endangering people. I already agree with you on that point. But I do think that if they really want to be taken seriously and they really want to show their talent and skill, they need to go about it in another way. That's my argument.
Yeah. Well, like I said, everybody entitled. You know, of course, you're entitled to your own opinion. But in my opinion, personally, this is just me. I personally think that the cons outweigh the pros on that. And whenever the cons outweigh the pros on something, it needs to be done either a different way or done away with totally. And in my opinion, it needs to be done away with totally because Martin Luther King, again, and you know what? We're gonna be the one generation that gets to see the change in this. Can you remember when we were little kids? How serious our parents and our grandparents were about Martin Luther King? Remember that?
I'm just thinking about this for a second.
And now what y'all doing? Y'all frying fish and playing loud music and having parties. So,
well, I got some pictures of Dr. King and a fish fry. Come on now.
Even Dr. King had a fish fry now. Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with a good fish fry now.
Ain't nothing wrong with a fish fry. Come on.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But seriously, though. We are finding an excuse. Tell me what happened on CNN. All right. Tell me what happened. What happened with I bet you half of them out there don't know that it was proved in 19 I forgot the year. I might be wrong, but it was proved that the federal government had something to do with killing Martin Luther King.
They saw that in Selma. I think the family sued the federal government.
I bet you half of them don't know that the family of Martin Luther King is suing each other over the estate in Karen.
That's awful. That's awful.
I could go on and on about this MLK stuff. I mean, I can do one better.
One of my, I asked because I teach a younger group of kids, and I asked them what they knew about Dr. King, and they are varying ethnicities. And one child said, "Dr. Martin Luther King freed the slaves." So come on now, we got to do better.
This is the generation we dealing with. This is the generation that we dealing with. He freed slaves.
Dr. King freed the slaves.
See that? And here we go again. A lot of y'all don't know that Martin Luther King, after he. After he gave the I Have a Dream speech, the last half of that speech was off the top of his head. A lot of people don't know that. He didn't write that down. And then after he walked off the stage, he handed the original papers to the speech to a young man in the crowd. And that young man has that speech now. Of course, he's not a young man anymore. He's trying to sell it. The family trying to get it back. And it's a whole mess. You can look at all this on the internet. If you don't believe me. So, see, this is the kind of stuff you can talk about when you're observing the holiday. Not talking about, man, I'm going to kick that police car right there and take them keys out of there when I ride by on my bike. Well, I'll tell you, boy, I ain't never heard nothing this crazy in my life. But I think that's pent-up aggression.
That's pent-up aggression. I'm not making an excuse for it, but I'm understanding what it's about. That's pent-up aggression and them wanting to get back at the police. And nothing good is going to come of that either.
What do you mean? What did the police do to them?
The same thing Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for. He don't have a job, but he has the nation talking like there's some real injustice happening. Nah, man, it's real. It is real. It's not something imaginary. It's some real serious misappropriation of power and injustice and balance of power disrupted out here. And these young people, a whole lot of them don't have a lot of information. They're just angry, and they're doing stupid stuff because they're angry.
Hold on, Sally. I grew up just like some of them cats. And we were doing stupid stuff not because we were angry. We were doing stupid
just
stuff because
we
were
young
stupid.
And dumb.
Because we were stupid. They ain't doing stuff because they angry. They just doing stuff just to do it.
But you don't think the youth is angry right now? You don't think the young population ages 17 to 25, these millennials, you don't think that they're angry?
I don't think they really even care. I don't think they care.
I see that. I'm telling you, Cordell, we on the same wavelength tonight, boy.
You don't think they care?
I don't think they care. Most of them don't. That's why it's our job in the school system to change that thinking before they get there. Yeah. It is. It's our job to change that. When they ask me about the bikes up, guns down, like I told them, I said, listen, in theory and the thinking is all well and fine, but you're going about doing it the wrong way.
They're doing it wrong. They are.
But see, you, why your gun got to be down for one? Shouldn't your gun be down every day?
Why you got a gun? Right. Well, I know why you got a gun. But why are you using it against your brother? Right. Like, we're not supposed to be doing that to each other. Yeah.
But now, but see, you okay with them riding and acting like a fool though now?
I'm okay with them. I'm not okay with them. I never said I was okay with them acting like a fool, and I have consistently said I disagree with them endangering public safety. Consistently, I never agree with that.
Okay.
I never
agree
with that.
Like, but hold on, Sally.
Hmm?
If it's not organized, right?
Right.
Then the whole thing endangering public safety.
And I don't agree with them endangering public safety.
Well, then you don't agree with the whole thing. You don't agree with it then, because it's not organized.
I do agree with them having a concept and an idea and a talent and skill. I think that what they are able to do is good. It is a talent, and they're doing it. They're not using it the right way. That's my argument.
Okay, I understand that. But let me ask you this. Just yes or no? Is it organized?
No.
Okay,
not organized.
So if okay. Hold on. Let me ask you another one.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you don't agree with them endangering public safety, right?
No, I don't think that they should be doing what they do.
So,
hold on.
Okay, if it's not organized, right? Aren't they putting people in harm's way?
I think that your point has already been stated. I already agreed with you that they should not be endangering people.
If they shouldn't be endangering people, the whole thing should stop because the whole thing is unorganized, which means it's endangering people from the jump.
So they should not be allowed to ride bikes. That's what you're saying. They should not be allowed.
Not the way they're doing it.
That's my argument. That's my argument. They should not be putting people in harm's way. But
if it's unorganized, the whole thing putting people in harm's way.
The basis is that we would prefer to ride our motorcycles than to shoot and be violent. That's their concept. That's their idea.
You don't think that's a bunch of BS?
I think it's loosely gathered. Well, then they probably playing with a gun somewhere, and they probably need to put that gun down and get on.
I guarantee you, half of them out there on the motorcycles got guns on them.
With guns at the same
That's interesting you said that, because they were covered some guns when they arrested a couple of them fools. They really did. They see that's
I
don't want
to see these young black men dead and in jail, man. I don't want to say
You know how when you play spades and you had that trump card? That was
you put that trump on your forehead. You put that thing on your...
Up for that. They got guns on them up there talking about the bikes up, guns down. Come on, man.
If this loosely based group would look at similar organizations and get some structure and get some faces of their group who are articulate enough to explain why they feel the need to gather together and ride, and they do it in a way that does not endanger other people, I say that's better. I don't agree that they shouldn't be allowed to ride at all. I think they need some structure, some leadership, and some organization because they're talented. And they don't have
an
outlet.
I say this, Sally?
They need one.
They shouldn't be able to ride at all until they get some structure and organization. How about that?
Okay,
but
that's fair.
They
shouldn't be able to ride ever no more. They should never be allowed to ride never no more.
I'm looking at the article. It was over 35 arrests, and they towed more than 80 vehicles that should not have been on the I drove on the wrong way, popping wheelies, stood on the seats while driving, ran red lights, and wove in and out of traffic.
Okay.
So all right.
I do not agree with that. I do not agree with that behavior.
But that's the whole thing,
Shelly. The biking is the whole thing to me, not that particular incident. I'm talking about the skill of riding
that bike. That's the whole thing, Shelly.
They used the incident. They used they use the day as a way to bring attention to their group, and they sacrificed their to their group because it's a group of them, and this is what they think they want to do. I don't know that they've ever met. I don't know that they've ever talked about what it is that they're doing. I don't know, but I know it's a lot of young people.
You ain't grow up like in the hood, is you?
And what does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
This is what I'm getting at.
Uh huh. Mhm.
You got this. You don't have like hood mentality. You don't have the hood. I know that mentality.
I'm altruistic.
I know that mentality, and I guarantee you half of my family was out there riding.
Oh, Lord.
I know that mentality.
Listen.
And I know it's just
nobody.
A bunch of fools cutting their food and using one weekend to get together and act stupid. I know it ain't got nothing to do with God's will down, up God down. It just got to do with people taking advantage of a situation. That's it.
Well, you're speaking the same language as the people that you're talking against. If it's about a hood mentality and doing things for the hood's sake, then you're aligned with that same way of thinking. I'm a little altruistic about it.
What you mean,
that's
hood sake? Doing so? Well, I don't get what
you
saying.
You asked me if I was from the hood. Like, what do you think?
Yeah,
if
you don't have.
City,
I know the mentality. See, no. You're the type of person
I'm
to say. Hold on,
Hold on.
Let me say this, Sally. You sound like the type of person
see,
to say, "Well, they're selling drugs because
so
they can't find
happens.
A job. Well, they're selling drugs because they don't want to work."
This always happens. Somebody always want to try to shake my tree and find out where I grew up. Let me tell you something, baby.
Lord.
I'm international. I'm from all over the place. I'm a chameleon. I can survive everywhere. The hood. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to discount my perception and my concept. And what I'm telling you is everybody in the hood ain't on no low-ball mentality of we just out here being dumb. No, there's some people in the hood that got real good intentions but just don't have the right framework to make their idea go.
But they obviously
and I'm
don't
not
have
gonna,
guidance.
You know?
They don't have
you know
the right
saying?
Guidance. They don't.
They don't.
Listen, you're taking it the wrong way. I'm telling
you,
I know how.
Living in the hood won't give me some credibility.
No, see, you're taking it the wrong way.
At the end of the day, it don't matter if I'm from the hood or if I'm from the suburbs.
See,
you ain't
listening. Listen for a second.
You asked me that question.
Okay.
You asked me that question.
I was going somewhere with it.
I think what he's trying to say. I think, if I can interject, I think what he's trying to say is that you just don't understand. He don't think you understand the mentality of these people that's out there and why.
And I'm telling you he wrong. And it doesn't matter what my address is because and I don't need to prove whether or not my address has anything to do with my intellect.
See, you're getting a twist.
Legend just broke it down. What you said? Say it again, Legend.
I'm saying it sounds like you. I don't know. I could be wrong. It sounds like you, for lack of a better word, a black apologist. You'll find any kind of reason. Yeah. Well, hey, I love black folks. I love them. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing wrong, I got to call you on it. I can't just say, well, the white people doing it. They don't say nothing when the white people doing it. I can't say, well, see, they selling drugs because they can't find a job. No, they selling drugs because they don't want a job.
Well, you sounded kind of Uncle Ruckus-y to me.
I'm telling you the truth.
Whoa.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
And wrong is wrong.
Right, wrong is
when you out there inconveniencing people, acting a fool. That's wrong.
Right.
I don't care if you white or black.
I never disagreed with that point.
Well,
nah, I'm going to ride with you just for the sake of hush. I'm on side with black people for the most part. Even sometimes when they're wrong. But when you blatantly
wrong, you're wrong.
When you blatantly wrong, I can't defend
right.
it.
Right.
One thing I refuse to do is defend ignorance.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Okay.
And I don't think I do
it just comes down to simple rules and laws. You know ATVs and dirt bikes aren't allowed on paved.
They're not supposed to be on the street. Right.
They're on no paved streets. No paved streets should ever be on. You know that, right? That's the law. So you can't even
ride
aware
of
that. The house.
But when we tell you that, this is what you'll say. Well, they can pop wheelies good.
But see, now, okay. Now, here's where I want you to hear where I'm coming from. You believe that I don't understand your point and I didn't hear your point. And what I'm saying to you is I agree that they should not be doing some of the things that they are doing. The fact that I said they pop a wheelie good was used as an example because they have some raw talent. Just like if you see a little bad behind little boy that cuss at teachers and he pulled chairs out from under girls, but he run a 440 and you want him on your team. You wrangle that little sucker in, you get him together and say, listen, this is what you're going to do, but you're going to have this ball in your hand while you're doing it. And we're going to win and you're going to win and everybody's going to be happy. You see the talent in the child more than you see the behavior. And then you set up parameters where that child can succeed and deprogram bad behaviors and turn it into something positive. And that has been my argument since we started this conversation. Those young people on those bikes are not stupid. And I ain't saying they're stupid. I said they're ignorant. Okay, they are doing ignorant things, but that doesn't discount that if they have the right direction and structure that they can make something of this that won't have people looking at them like they're trash. Because they're not trash all the way. All right? They got some redeeming quality. We need that accentuated.
Come on in here, Lottie, here, lady.
Well, I'm gonna take it on out. And that we're gonna have to take it on out at the end of the night. Tonight was a different type of show. You know how back in the day when you used to watch Different Strokes, one of the other kind of shows like that, and they said, this is a special show. Well, that's what this was tonight. We had a lot to get up
on. Special edition.
You remember when they used to say that on Different Strokes and what that other show was? The Facts of Life and all that. Yeah, when they're dealing with drugs or something like that. Well, that's what this show was tonight.
Now, I can't go back home now. Now, when I go back home, I'm going to have to watch my back.
You got to do that anyway, brother.
Hey, Cornell. He said he's going to have to watch. Hey, Cornell, because I know a lot of people in the hood that might get mad with you about how you talk about me.
Hey, it won't be the first time.
Hey, I watched Cornell tell a friend of mine, a long-time friend of mine. They just met. And at dinner, he told him, he said, they didn't put you out of St. Thomas. You put yourself out of St. Thomas for acting stupid. So one thing I can say about Cornell, he stick to his. I would say that.
Ooh.
I would have to say that. And also, I got to give Sally her credit. She stick to hers for public service.
Yeah, she stood her ground. I got to give you credit on that. You ain't never back down.
She rides hard for public service, so y'all get ready. In 2020, she'll probably be running for city commissioner or something like that. Hopefully,
I probably couldn't. I promise.
To vote. Anyway, that's a subject for a whole other show. But everybody, we want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. This has been another night, another great Thursday night here at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakon11, where we talk about the issues in sports, entertainment, and also current events. I'm sorry I didn't get to my Chris Paul stuff because we got interrupted by Cleon, but hey, Cleon was in tonight. I don't know what he got going on.
His
keys was jangling in the mic.
From a cave. It sounds like he's talking from a cave right now. So, Cleon, we just gonna get with you next week, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Everybody again, like I said, thank you for listening. I know it was a different show than what you're usually expecting, but Cornell and Sally just had to talk that and work that out. And hopefully. Came to a mutual agreement to at least to agree to disagree, and that's what it's all about. Everybody respect everybody else's opinions, and at the end of the day, if we have to, we agree to disagree, and that's what this show is all about.
Yeah.
So we're gonna hopefully we can take.
I'm about to go buy a dirt bike.
Come pick me up.
But go on and buy one, and I hope you drive in the dirt because that's where you. Drive.
I'm about to go buy a dirt bike and ride up and down Selly Street at night, just making all kind of noises. Inbox your address.
You're just misguided, and you need some direction.
I'm about to call my friends in the police department.
Producer, can you hear me? Let the band deal with it.
Let the band deal with it. In my age staff. Oh, cool. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, they what's up? Shut up. Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, so we ain't got no place to go, though. But all my boys and boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those blue white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polo. I've been used again, accused again. Did it time been rolling top or something done by one of my using friends? Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Shit, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up, okay. What's up? Shut up, okay. What's up? Shut up, okay. What's up?
Okay, hey, you sure you wanna speak with me? Okay, you better be for sure, cause I done left niggas like this.
club. Wake up with a slug in your head or your gun.
What's up with the keys to the truck?
Your old lady say you got bees in the gun.
What's up with the safe with the combo?
Open that shit, nigga, fuck all the combo.
Station,
what's up with your Haitian? Probably got birds in the same house.
What's up with your
brother D? I ain't found shit but a quarter G.
You know,
nigga, you better not be playing me. You gon' bleed that, you understand me?
What's up?
You ready to go? You wanna turn kids to the blue fofo?
What's up?
Fuck, nigga, say something. You go fuck, you ready to spray something. Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Two, four, three, turn out the lights.